This is Dr. Dawed taking consultation on Frank, F-R-A-N-K. Last name Castorina, C-A-S-T-O-R-E-N-A, Castorina. First name Frank. Date of birth, October 28, 1966. Patient seen for Dr. Ranjita, R-A-N-J-I-T-H-A. Rishikesh, R-I-S-H-I-K-E-S-H, M-D. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Rishikesh, thank you for this referral. This 58-year-old male comes for evaluation. He does not smoke or drink. He denies any drug allergies. Patient is sent here for evaluation of thrombocytopenia, history of present illness. The patient had a low platelet count in October of 2023. He does not remember how low it was. Subsequently, recently, he was found to have a platelet count of 125,000. That is the reason for the referral. History of present illness and past medical history. Patient has history of diabetes for 13 years. He also has hypertension. Patient has been on insulin, lisinoprene, atorvastatin. Patient also has retinopathy, and he has had several surgery. He says he also has macular degeneration. Family history is positive for diabetes in mother, sister, and uncles. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is 58-year-old, weighing 145. His height is 5 feet 7 inch. Blood pressure 113/72. Eyes ENT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical. Lungs clear. Heart regular, bone soft, pulse sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph is WBC count was 6.6, hemoglobin 15.9, platelet count 124, that was on January 21st. His hemoglobin A1C was 7.3. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytopenia. Diagnosis 2, diabetes mellitus with complications. Recommendations. At this point, it's not clear why he has thrombocytopenia. His abdominal CT scan His ultrasound of the abdomen was normal. There was no splenomegaly. So it does not appear to be from hypersplenism. It could be chronic ITP, but patient has diabetes, so I don't want to give him steroid challenge at this point. Bone marrow aspirate biopsy could be done. However, since platelet count is in reasonable range, we could defer it. We could closely follow the platelet count. And at some point, if it stays stable, maybe we will go and give him steroid challenge. And if no response, then at that point, we may consider bone marrow aspirate biopsy. Thank you. This is a consultation on Frank Castorina, C-A-S-T-O-R-E-N-A. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Rishikesh. Thank you.